Welcome to Inside Wealth. I'm your host, Stu Zimmerman, right here on Talk Radio 910 AM KNEW.
We're here with Dr. Jean Houston, long regarded as one of the founders of the Human Potential Movement. She's been an advisor to U.S. President the Dalai Lama, wrote a great book and had a TV special of the same name called A Passion for the Possible. And last segment, we just got a little glimpse of what that passion for the possible could possibly be for us. And on top of that, she's consulted the United Nations and is a principal teacher in the Mystery School. And we're going to start to get into this now and really ground it. In fact, one more comment about Jean is that Buckminster Fuller called her mind the eighth wonder of the world. So let's wonder no longer and let's really tap it. Jean, thank you again for showing up. We really, really appreciate it. And, you know, you worked with the UN as one example of your focus on leadership. Isn't that right?
Yes. In fact, I've been a special consultant to the UN in human development. And through the UN and other related agencies, I've been training leaders all over the world to be, to rise to the challenge and stop living as, white males of the year 1926, which so many leaders have been. You know, we really need as old Einstein said, the consciousness that created the problems is simply not the same consciousness that can solve them. So what I've been doing in many countries, and over the last few years in Albania, in Kenya, in the Eastern Caribbean, in Nepal, in the Philippines, and so many other countries, what we've been doing is training leadership at all levels, and especially the younger leadership, to think and dream and to be in new ways, to use more of their bodies, their minds, their psychologies, to tap into the vast capacities of inner space, to find new stories for their time, and to ultimately deepen into the great spiritual sourcing of which we are a part. And to do this, often in terms of the Millennium Development Goals, so that we begin to create a new ecology for the planet, bring men and women to full partnership, transform education, which is one of my specialties, to bring new ways of thinking and seeing into the world, and then to bring this into the way, this new consciousness, in such a way that they are able to transform self and society simultaneously. And of course, this field is one that I've created called social artistry, and by that I mean to bring the same kind of passion, commitment, focus that an artist brings to his or her materials, but in this case, the canvas is society, self and society.
Well, that's really beautiful, Jean, because I know if we consider leadership as primarily in our country, a lot of it is business-based or even governmental-based. It seems that the leaders, for the most part, are less interested in the artistry and in the beauty of it, and are more focused on the mental aspects of it and, dare I say, power bases and control. Mm-hmm. And what I hear you talking about is shifting in a way from a what's in it for me mentality as a leader in terms of power and respect or all the other ego strokes that come along with that, and go to a deeper place of being of service to other people. So that
yes, you're quite right, Stu. It's being always servant, never lord, and to create in leadership on every level, by the way, and it's not just presidents and prime ministers. It is leadership. I mean, I could be working with the president of the country one day, and the next day I'm working with the leper who's head of his leper colony in southern India. Everybody has the capacity to lead, to evoke, to be a midwife of souls, to bring to bear the enormous numbers of qualities that each one of us contains. Children, for example, I've never met a stupid child. I've met incredibly stupid and dumbing systems of education. But I find that if we put art back as central to the curriculum, where the child is dancing, singing, emoting, incarnating, drumming, playing with information, nobody fails. Everybody learns. So that's been part of our work, is to transform schools all over the world. But education has to be lifelong education. It can't. With the world changing so rapidly, in the course of one's lifetime, one lives 5 to 10 to 100 times the amount of sheer experience of one's ancestor of 100 years ago. You have to be on a lifelong learning curve.
Well, that's certainly a key to, so many people who've come on the show before us, even like Tony La Russa, for example, manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He's been managing for almost 40 years now. He said his keys are having an open mind and continuing to learn and continuing to innovate and try and experience new things, even as, you know, other people could say they've seen it all, done it all, and are already locked in by that.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the things about doing these kinds of things is to realize that we are not encapsulated bags of skin dragging around dreary little egos. You know, we are organism environments. We all have within us many, many, many different other persons. For example, I hate to write. I hate to write. I'm phobic for it. I can't write. But I have 26 published books, and I have 220 unpublished 400 manuscripts sitting in my library. Because I have to write a small book every month, and by the time it's actually printed out, you know, from my mystery schools or my social artistry program, it's about 400 pages. But what I find is that I happen to be a very good cook. So that when I think in terms of writing, I don't think as Gene writing who can't write. I think in terms of this cook. As a cook, I have absolutely no blocks at all. So I put in my cooking persona, and it is that persona who adds spices of ideas here, who stirs in new associations there. I mean, that's the person who does the writing. And so we can take almost any person with any block of any kind, whether it's writing, whether it's ideas, whether it's finding a new profession or whatever it is, and by discovering all the different persona, they will find that they can do things exquisitely, brilliantly. Their unconscious working for them instead of against them. Take time or take space. I mean, many people, some people think in images, some people think in words, some people think with their whole body. We find the dominant way of thinking and doing and being, and we can activate that. The creative process is going on beneath the surface crust of consciousness all the time. I have studied some of the greatest minds of the 20th and 21st century who have been research subjects of mine, Bucky Fuller, Margaret Mead, Joseph Campbell, Jonas Salk. And we found that all these people were archaeologists of their own mind. They were spelunkers in the caves of their creativity. We can teach almost anybody to tap into these great patterns of creation and to be creative, to be resourceful, to have vocational brilliance, you know, and arousal. We can take time. Most people, you know, are the victims of time. But you can learn to take 5 minutes of clock time equal subjectively to all the time that you need and enter into so that 5 minutes may seem to be an hour. And you will do work in that 5 minutes that would normally take you hours. I mean, there's just so much to cross the great divide of otherness, to have capacities for deep, compassionate listening, appreciative inquiry, to realize that each of us has leaky margins to the other, to enter into states of radical empathy so that you can really not only deeply understand another person, but you can evoke them, evoke their very soul, to become midwives of souls. I mean, there's literally thousands of capacities that we all have in our mystery school, which, by the way, people can learn about by going to my website, genehouston.org. There's a special mystery school in late June, and then there's a new mystery school starting next year, or in our social artistry programs. They can learn to do all of these things. They can learn to think and feel and dream and be in so many different ways with tools that can not only help them become all that they can be, but can become the basis of people really profoundly making a difference in this world.
We're here with Gene Houston, Dr. Gene Houston at that, and clearly she's an amazing thinker and a big heart, and I think we've already begun to unravel a little bit of the mystery of the mystery school here that you have founded. And what you're talking about, Gene, is the mystery of our own existence. Is that true? Where we can...
The mystery of our existence as we exist in this most extraordinary time in human history, where the great mysteries that have lain latent in the human psyche have to emerge if we're going to guide and God our time.
Mm. So, really...
New ways of being, new ways of serving the story of our time so as to create a much better time.
Hmm. So the mystery school graduate will not only have greater keys to their own personal life fulfillment, they will also have a deeper understanding of their context in the world here to help create this world in the highest image they can possibly imagine?
We are both person and we are both planet. We are in partnership with our world. And so I think that the level of partnership with our world, with God, with our time, with each other, is for creating a dynamic synergy, for stepping into the full nature. Our capacities then work fluidly. We expand exponentially as we continue to explore through the lens of who and what we are. And that's what we do in our mystery school.
Do you find that the mystery school has certain characteristics of the people who show up? Are they typically people who are younger versus older? Or
They're all ages. I mean, they are from, we have some very young people. We have people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. We've even had them in their 80s and 90s. They're people who really feel called. I mean, the hound of heaven wakes them up in the morning and says, roof, 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 get on with it.
I've heard of the hounds of hell. I didn't realize they have hounds in heaven, too.
Come on, roof. It's time to be what you can be. We seek union with and creation from within. We are the people who are, as I said, the most important people in human history. We have to enter into those states of being to learn to live for longer periods of time in states of deep creativity, real empathy, loving, and knowing that we have a passion for the possible and can make a difference. And that's why people in the mystery school over the last, we're now in our 25th year, people in these schools have created schools and hospitals and prison programs and reform programs and new forms of agriculture and invention and creativity, and have found also in the mystery school people of similar bent with whom they formed very enormous, very remarkable partnerships, some in marriage, most in creative enterprises and projects and businesses.
So people are coming to you, to the mystery school, from all ethnic backgrounds, all religious backgrounds, all economic levels. All economic levels.
American, Chinese, Vietnamese, Caucasian, South American, Native American. We've had quite a few Native American people as well. Yeah, but they are really from all over. We have an intensive starting June 22nd to 28th, which people can go to genehouston.org and find out about. By the way, on that program, there are many free lectures, probably about 100 free lectures that they can listen to. They're on the at thegenehouston.org. But we also have the social artistry program, and that, of course, is a program now in its seventh year, which is designed for a new world, how to create a world that works for everyone. And there we have very great people coming with me as teachers, Don Beck, Monica Sharma, who's been director of leadership, capacity development of the UN, and people like that. World experts, Saul Arbison, Penny Joy, and peace building. We've had Angelus Arian come. I mean, we have tremendous people come. But educators, trainers, coaches, consultants, psychologists, therapists, entrepreneurs, scientists, they come from everywhere to learn how to state of the art strategies to become world changers. So that's our social artistry program, and that's in August.
Gene, you're up to such great work, and it's thank you so much for showing up and the ways you're doing and attracting so many amazing minds. And I also find it incredible that the United Nations is even interested in your work as well.
I don't mean to say like they're for many years.
I'm not saying like they shouldn't be, but what I'm saying is, you know, so many people seem to think that something like a mystery school or a social artistry, it may be something for the people of the avant-garde, or you know, and you're working, you've worked with presidents in the past, you work in the United Nations. Can you discuss a little bit in terms of how you go about either leadership or other trainings with them?
Well, for example, working with recently the United Nations Development Program and now with UN Habitat and with Dr. Sharma, what we do is we go in, I'm the leader of the team, and we bring in our team of experts, and we will work with the UN agency will bring in leadership from many, many levels of the society, from agriculture to economics to women's issues to people who are dealing on the forefront of creative solutions to governance. And then what we will do is work for a period of time. It can be 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, in these intensives in which we train them in their own, how to use their own development and capacities in the light of social change, to bring the more of themselves to bear upon social change. And it has tremendous effects. And then they go out and they train others and they train others. I have a mandate from Dr. Sharma herself to train 10,000 people in my work over the next 5 years or so, who will have to train 100 million people all told.
Gene, thank you so much for showing up today. We're out of time today. I hope you come back and share more of your wisdom with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have more Wealth to Share right here on KNEW 910 AM San Francisco.